Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in, everybody. It is a Thursday edition of Sports Daily, which is always jam-packed with fun here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you. Jad Chambers producing. He's got the IHOP hotline open, 869-1240. It will be a very busy IHOP hotline today. Thursdays are always big days for guests. Coming up a little later in this segment, we'll run down our buddy Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. Certainly some K-State news worth talking about that we'll get into. We've got Chelsea Messenger coming on board for her weekly visit. Perfect timing because we've got the NBA Finals starting up tonight. So we'll talk to Chelsea about all those betting opportunities. We know she's always on the baseball model as well. So we'll look at those with Chelsea coming up in the second hour, another Wichita Sports Hall of Fame induction. Paul, is that the last one we're doing, or do we...
Well, we're working on one, possibly two more. I'm struggling to get them locked in and loaded. So this might be the last one, but I'm shooting for a couple more.
We've got that. So those three guests lined up for the show today. Of course, we'll get you ready for the NBA Finals. Other news to get into that we'll do. So a wide open show today, but a busy show today. Thanks for watching us on our video stream on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Let's jump right into it. Let's start with a little K-State news today with our buddy Tim Fitzgerald.
He's got all the insight on what you want to know and maybe some of what you don't want to know. Here's K-State insider Tim Fitzgerald.
All right, and we welcome in Fitz for another visit this week. Perfect timing as we get big news for the basketball team. Yesterday, Naquan Tomlin pulls his name out of the draft and returns, and I guess... on the same day, we also see maybe news that pertains to K-State. Ernest Udeh, the Kansas transfer, chooses TCU. K-State had been rumored in the mix for him. But as we look at this offseason, Tim, will there be a bigger move, do you think, than the return of Naquan Tomlin?
There better be. I mean, they have some open scholarships. I'm sure they've got some stuff cooking. Udeh caught me a little off guard. I thought they were really interested in him. You know, I assumed, let's put it that way, that they were interested in him, but I didn't hear much smoke about him once he left his Kansas State visit. So we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out and if they get these slots filled. I just keep coming back to last year, and I've got to believe that there's a plan at work here. We just don't know the plan because they sure had a plan last year.
You know, when you look at this situation we find ourselves in, Fitz, and we're trying to make sense of where we're at, where K-State's at, where is whoever your team is, where are they at? And with the portal, we don't have enough experience to know, is this a good place to be? Is this a place where you will fill it up? Or are we past the time? See, there's so much that we do not know because we haven't done it for very long about this portal stuff that we're going to be learning for the next couple of seasons. But right now, I mean, are you one that when you look up and down this roster where it is right now, that you believe that this is a roster that would be able to compete in the upper half of the Big 12 Conference as it is now, put together?
Well, not being totally familiar with what everyone else is doing right now in the Big 12, I'd be pretty iffy on that. As competitive as the Big 12 is, I think they've got to add some parts here. And it gets back to how much does Jerome Tang want to rely on young guards, because he's got some good ones coming in, but does he want those guys to be in the starting lineup and regular players? I think he learned a lot from what's going on in college basketball by looking at who's going to the Final Four with or getting deep in the tournament with experienced guards, and then seeing his friend Scott Drew at Baylor not really do much damage last year in the postseason with young guards. And in fact, that one young guard that apparently, you know, a potential lottery pick in the draft. So I think he knows he needs to add some parts, particularly a guard.
It'll be interesting. I mean, this was about the point, if I remember it right, where they really started to splash in. But, I mean, let's be honest about last year's class, too. Let's be brutally honest about it. Marquise Noel, right? Like, at this point, we were like, yeah, he's a nice player with experience, but we were all concerned about Nigel Pack, right? And Keontae Johnson comes, but outside of Keontae Johnson, of the players coming up, we didn't really know anything about it. None of these guys were top-ranked portal guys. You know, they were good players. We knew that. They were experienced players. But I think it's a reminder that we're probably still just a little bit early, and panic is the wrong word, but for concern, just a little bit early for that. Just based on what they did last year, but can you really catch lightning in a bottle twice in a row? I don't know. I'm concerned, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I think that's a valid question. We all talk about Keontae and how important he was, and naturally he was very significant coming in as the last player to be added to the roster. And I will credit the coaches with, most of Marquise's dramatic improvement. I think there was the right group of coaches for the right guy at the right place. But didn't he bring up the guys like David Gasson and Quan Tomlin and Desi Sills and, you can go down the list, Cam Carter, that I think if we look back at their recruitment, these guys ended up playing above what we thought they'd be. And I think that's a compliment to coaching too and recruiting and the fact that they were able to identify guys that had a higher upside that still hadn't been attained. And so if they can continue to do that, whether they get the Keontae's or not, if they can continue to do that, this will be a very competitive team.
You know, you bring up a good point. I'm going to just sort of build on what you just said. And that is, you're right. No, you're right. Coach Tang and his staff did a good job of getting a lot of out of kids that frankly, people like yourselves who are really knowledgeable, you thought to yourself, boy, he's getting more out of that kid than I thought he could get. But there's something deeper with this program that I sense, and that is the sense of family, the sense of being, the sense of being wanted. And that is what Coach Tang and this staff, I think they kind of radiate that. And I think that attracts kids. And I think that's going to be, as time goes on, one of the biggest factors in the success of K-State will be family. And this is something that Coach Tang does naturally. He doesn't have to make himself do that. He does this. That's who he is. And I think that's going to end up being big for this team. Or am I missing something?
No, I think you're right. I think the ability for them to find guys that have a sense of team over sense of self is really important. And the fact that they had guys throughout this roster who knew their roles. And maybe their roles were, hey, be the star, Marquise and Keontae. Go do your thing. Or maybe they were the smaller roles or even roles in practice. and people embrace those roles, that this is what I do to help this team. It may not be public and it may not be dramatic like we see these guys with these passes and dunks, but this is how I can help this team get ahead. And I think if he can continue to find kids that buy into that, they'll be pretty well off. This is going to be a really good program for years.
But again, and look, I have full faith too, what are the chances that they catch lightning in a bottle? And I guess like that's where it comes back around. Like that, and it really only matters like what the expectation is, right? Like competitive, you know, top half, that's all one thing. But I think it's totally unreasonable to expect K-State to you know, be in contention at this moment to win the Big 12, right? To make it back to the Final Four. I just, like, everything went right. So what is an expectation if only some things go right and some things don't go right? Like, are we okay with top half of the Big 12? Are we okay with, you know, just reaching the NCAA tournament? How much has the expectation shifted in, you know, after one year, one amazing year for the program?
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, I there's no catching anyone off guard this upcoming season. They'll see you coming. And I think maybe K-State did catch some people off guard a year ago, early in that schedule. They didn't realize what a ceiling K-State had. But, yeah, I think trying to keep this kind of expectation within the locker room and maintaining it is a great challenge. But I think, you know, we should all understand that Coach Tang apparently knows how to put together a team. The circumstances this year are a little bit different with the portal being closed and only, you know, at this point, grad transfers can be new people to transfer. We've got guys coming out of the draft right now that have backed out that are potential players. We'll just, you know, again, it's June 1. It's early for this process in some ways, and let's see what shakes out here over the next 6 months or 6 weeks.
Well, what's standing out to you with regards to basketball, portals, all the things going on inside the Big 12? Is there any team that you're going, man, these guys are got it together? Or somebody who is, you know, you think to yourself, man, are they going to have student body tryouts before they're able to play a game? I mean, what's going on in the Big 12? What are you perceiving? What's going on? Tell us what you see at this moment.
Again, I'm just always so impressed how Bill Self can read.
Yeah.
You know, he's a master of this.
Gosh.
Like what I was talking about, understanding the type of players you need to bring in that buy into, you know, the team over self. And, well, that's a different meaning at KU. Team over individual. It's incredible to watch it every year. I think they're, again, going to be the team to beat, no matter what their losses were on the roster from a year ago.
It is incredible. It is. I agree. It's one of the things about him that's so impressive. Like, the game has changed completely, yet they have quickly mastered this new game. Like, nobody balances recruiting, portal. Like, nobody balances it better. And they've always, no matter what the game is, they get that blend of guys. All right, let's talk a little about, you know, other happenings there at K-State. Tim, I suppose Gene Taylor's hasn't left for Iowa just yet. What is the level of unease right now in Manhattan with the Iowa jobs looming?
I think the talk is in college athletics that they'll promote from within at Iowa. But until that's done, there'll be a little unease. You know, I did one of my daily deliveries last week on Gene just got a raise a year or so ago before President Myers stepped down. But when I look at the guy retiring at Iowa being just a hair over $1 million and realizing how much better a job Gene has done than him, I think he probably should get that bump up over that threshold, even in these kind of times of limited resources. But making sure Gene Taylor doesn't go is the key to probably keeping your two main head coaches. And so far, everything Gene's done has been pretty masterful. I saw a tour of the new volleyball facility, and guys, this is going to be one of the nicer volleyball-only dedicated facilities in the nation. It's really impressive. And that'll be opening up, I think, September 1. So, I mean, he's just done an incredible job to this process of trying to grow the individual programs while building millions and millions of dollars through fundraising for projects across the athletic campus.
What's it mean for this football program that now you have head coach, you have coordinators, you have everybody, it appears to be locked in, most of the coordinators and, of course, the head coach all got big bumps in salary, are locked in. What does that say about this football program, and what do you think it means for this program moving forward?
They've got something, an opportunity here at Kansas State that I hate to use the word unique because it's overused, but this conference right now is in flux. Over the last 10-plus years, it's lost half of its original members. And this last departures of Oklahoma and Texas, are the final of the national big brands from this conference. And really, this conference now has shown to be competitive without the brands. The brand name doesn't make you better. It just makes you maybe people more aware of you. And Kansas State seems poised in football particularly, basketball too in some ways, to be one of the programs that emerges out of this storm of the Big 12 into the new 12, whether it's 12, 16, or 20, as a top-performing football program. And I think Chris Klieman sees that opportunity as very tangible and attainable for Kansas State because of where they're at right now today, heading into the season of 14 members.
So as we talk about membership, Colorado, they're headed to the Big 12, right? I mean, it sure looks like Colorado's ready to jump, doesn't it?
Yeah, every indication is. It's been that way for a while. I've suspected that the members are giving Silent George, the Pac-12 commissioner, as much time as possible, but I think June 1 might have been a quiet deadline for a lot of programs that, look, if you don't have anything to show us by June 1, we have every reason in the world to be concerned about the future of this conference. If what you're hearing in terms of numbers isn't good enough to keep us together, then quit holding us hostage while we wait for you to tell us something. So I think June's going to be very active. And I have a weird feeling that either Colorado will jump and there'll be a big thud and nothing much happens after that, or it sets off a chain reaction of chaotic things around the country, and could it even ripple into the ACC? Troubles get stirred back up as someone might file a lawsuit to break that grant of rights under the idea that it was fraudulent in the way it was presented, because what they signed did not turn at all out to be what it was.
You know, obvious rumors are if Colorado jumps, you're going to get the four corner universities, Arizona State, and Utah to jump as well. And there's talk with the remaining members of the Pac-10. Obviously, you've got Cal, you might have Stanford, you got Oregon, and you got Washington all going to, rumored maybe to go to the Big Ten. We don't know, but that's sort of what the rumors are. If that happens, what happens with Oregon State and Washington State? I'm just kind of thinking outside the box. Do they become attractive to the Big 12? I'm just asking. I haven't heard anything about it. I'm not saying anything's out there. What would that say to Tim Fitzgerald about those schools and the Big 12? Anything? Does it rock your boat a little?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Well, look, those two schools are great sports schools. It's great sports fans.
Right.
And that's the same situation Kansas State and Iowa State might have been in 2 years ago if the Big 12 had come apart. So there's a great deal of sympathy there. But right now the Big 12 needs to be worried about the Big 12. And the next step is, of course, that Western expansion. But the question I keep coming back to is that, does that mean they're going to add three or four schools? There's some people thinking they'll add more than four. I just don't see any way. You want to be able to fill the fourth window, that late night kickoff that you can't do right now. That's what brings the value of these schools. What you don't want to do is adopt the Pac-12's problems by bringing in too many schools and then having too much of a presence, from the Rockies West, so to speak. So do they go add three schools right now and look for a fourth school in the East? That would mean to me that they're thinking long term about how to balance this conference geographically in a sense, in a time period when we don't really think about geography anymore. But I think there's real symmetry for this conference in the short term of having four schools out west, four schools out east, four schools in the old Big Eight, and four schools in Texas or the old Southwest Conference. And that makes a lot of sense. And then maybe if the ACC comes apart, they add four more out east and get groupings of four in the northeast and four in the southeast. We'll see. If they could pull that off and have a coast-to-coast conference, I will just be, you know, it'll be a great setup for everyone involved. You'll get to play a lot of teams every year in every sport right in your neighborhood with the groupings. But again, I come back to this also. Look, okay, let's say Colorado goes, and then we expect Arizona to go. Arizona State and Utah hesitate. And if you're Bray Yormark, I don't think you're stopping there. I think you look right over their heads to San Diego State, who's apparently won approval to come in at a full share into the Big 12. I think there's going to be some Pac-12 schools that thought, you know, in the scenario you laid out earlier, they're going to be untouchable. They'll be in a conference. And I think we might come down to the end and there'll be like five Pac-12 schools that no longer have a conference. And they're going to have to scramble and figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's coming. I don't know when the timing of all this is really interesting, but it's coming. I mean, something's going to happen, I think, this month. I'm with you. June feels heavy to me. All right, Fitz. Well, we appreciate it. We'll keep our eye on this basketball roster. One down in Naquan Tomlin, and he could be a big one. I mean, he could be a lottery pick, right? I mean, Naquan could be a lottery pick if things go well, don't you think?
Yep. I mean, everyone talks about bringing in new stars. Naquan, with a full offseason with the staff, could be a new star. I mean, he could be absolutely incredible to stop.
I agree. All right, Fitz. What do you guys have up at Go Power Cat right now?
A lot of video interviews, some really good football recruiting videos yesterday. We've got more coverage today. Our podcast for the week drops around 11 a.m. It's up on your podcast providers right now. As we get ready to muscle our way into a K-State camp weekend, we'll have lots of coverage on that coming up.
Okay. Well, check it out. GoPowerCat.com. You can check out Fitz's work at Life of Fitz on Twitter. Let's do it again next week.
Okay, sir. Good to be back on schedule.
All right. There goes Fitz. We'll have him again next week. Maybe we will have conference news. We'll almost certainly have K-State basketball news at that point. And we'll just be on Gene Taylor watch. Let's take a quick break. Paul and I will be back. We're going to bring in Chelsea Messenger. We're going to talk some betting. NBA Finals start tonight. What do we think? What else is out there in the betting world right now that Chelsea's interested in? She's our betting insider. We'll have her next. It's Sports Daily on a Thursday. All right, welcome back into Sports Daily, everybody. We do jump right into our weekly visit with Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing well. Got an exciting game one of the NBA Finals on deck tonight, so I am very excited for that.
Let's start there. I see this, and look, I like Denver in the series as much as anybody else. But 8.5 points tonight? Are you kidding me? 8.5 points? If Miami's going to win games or a game or whatever, this feels like one that they have a shot in. But 8.5 points, even, you know, money line aside, which is like almost 3-1 right now at BetMGM, 8.5 points to the Heat seems a little strange if we've watched anything happen this postseason. Am I crazy, or do you like Denver there?
I think this is why I am not officially putting my money on Denver, -8.5, but I think if I were to lean a direction, it would still be Denver. Look at Miami, and look at the road that they have had to play to get to here, and look at the nice four-lane highway that the Nuggets had to get to their place. So it just feels to me it's in a bad spot for Miami, a team that is probably going to be a little tired after a seven-game series with the Celtics. And also, I just feel like the series is a really bad matchup for the Heat, a team that doesn't have a ton of size. I know they have Bam Adebayo, but other than that, it's not a very big team. And I don't know what Coach Spo is cooking up to try to stop Nikola Jokic, But it feels like schematically there's no way to stop him. And even if you slow him down, you got Jamal Murray waiting in the wings to drop 35, it seems like, on any given night. So it just, every single time I relook at this series, because you're right, the Heat have been such a great story, and the 8.5 kind of jumps off the page. But to me, the matchup, just everything goes in the direction of the Nuggets for me. And even in the first game, I think the altitude's going to play a factor for a team that's already tired. You got to get used to that. And also, this is not the coaching mismatch that we saw against the Celtics. It's not Joe Mazzulla. It is Michael Malone, who's been unheralded, I think, by most people, but a very solid head coach. I think I would lean towards the Nuggets laying the eight.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And when you look at this particular game and you see this line going up and up and up and up, it gives me pause. It makes me – I'll tell you what it makes me feel like, Chelsea. It makes me feel like there's something I don't know. And what I know is it's going to be a terrific finals. I really believe it's going to be, point spread or no point spread. I think it's going to be a really fun one to watch. But there's something that somebody knows with this point spread going up and up and up. There's something that we don't know. What is it?
I think it's just the mismatch that we're seeing that – I think it's going to be really tough for the Heat to go against the Nuggets. And I know you guys are a big college basketball market, so I'm going to put it in those terms. Look at the NCAA tournament. Look at the run that San Diego State had in this last March Madness, where it was an incredible underdog run. You know, they beat all these top teams, but then they ran into a buzzsaw in the national championship against a UConn team that looked so consistent in every single game. I'm pretty sure they weren't tested in a single game in the NCAA tournament. That's what this NBA Finals reminds me of. The Nuggets look consistent and dominant, because has there been one bad game for the Nuggets? it feels like no. Like, they've lost some games. But even in those losses, Nikola Jokic had 53 in one of those losses to the Suns. So it just feels like the Nuggets are the more consistent team. Because if you look at the teams that the Heat have beaten, they've been very talented, but not very consistent. First series against the Bucks, Bucks didn't have Giannis in game one. Also, Giannis was pretty banged up in most of those games. And then second series, they had the Knicks, who offensively are very challenged. The Nuggets are not that. Number one offense in the NBA postseason from the team. And then you see the Celtics, who have an extremely high ceiling, but are very insistent, and a rookie head coach. So I don't think it's the same level of competition. I think the Nuggets are a huge step up in competition, and kind of similar to what we saw from UConn facing off with San Diego State in the national championship for college basketball.
Well, let's look at it, you know, put the point spread aside here and talk about other ways to look at this game. The two stars, Jimmy Butler and Nikola Jokic, both right now, their point totals at 27.5. Are there any props that have been standing out to you guys that look like values?
I think Jimmy Butler's going to be a little worn down, and I could be completely wrong here because playoff Jimmy is definitely a thing. But in the head-to-head markets, you can get Jamal Murray head-to-head with Jimmy Butler, and he's plus 125, Jamal Murray is, to have more points than Jimmy Butler in game one. And I think the Heat are going to do their best, at least to try to slow down Nikola Jokic. But the problem is Nikola Jokic is such a talented passer that he's going to kick it out to Jamal Murray. And Jamal Murray has proven that he's good in the big moments. In fact, he's had four career 20-point fourth quarters, which is the most of any player in the last 25 years. So I know people don't talk about Jamal Murray, but he's absolutely on the same level as Jimmy Butler. So I'll take him in the head-to-head points category over Jimmy Butler tonight.
You know, there's not been very much talk about elevation. Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. Versus a team that's literally at zero. I mean, Miami is at zero elevation. I'm wondering, do you have a feel for, right now the point spread is 8.5. How much of that 8.5 is elevation? Because we have not heard, I think I've only heard in all the banter that I've listened to over the course of this championship series being set up, I've only heard elevation mentioned once. One time, and I'm sitting there shaking my head, and from someone who's in Colorado quite a bit, listen, elevation affects everybody until you get used to it. How much of the point spread is elevation on as you would see it, or is there any way to even know that?
Maybe it's in there a little, but I think it's based on metrics, you know, and stats. And I think even between the lines, this is a big mismatch. So I think it's based on that, and also the fact that Denver has been one of the better home teams in all of the NBA. I mean, that's why they're standing in the NBA Finals. But also, they were an absolute wagon during the regular season. I want to say they're undefeated on their home court in the postseason as well. But you're right. It definitely is factored into the home court advantage, but that's always kind of put in the line as well. We saw it in the Celtics series where this line was about the same, 8.5 when facing the Heat. And normally I would say, hey, the Heat have been covering these big numbers, but I think this is a different level. So maybe I'm wrong here, and 8.5 seems like a lot. But if you think about the elevation and how that may wear them down over the course of the game, maybe if you like the Heat, take them in the first half, but maybe lay off the full game.
Yeah, just the Nuggets have beaten the Heat twice this year. The game in Denver, they beat them by 5. The game in Miami, they beat them by 4. So take that for what it's worth. All right, Chelsea, anything else we need to look at with the finals? We've also got Stanley Cup. We've got baseball. Anything, though, that we can't miss with the NBA tonight?
I think if you like the Nuggets, you need to make your series bet right now. Because if you do get a Nuggets win tonight, those prices are going to go way up. So I think my official play is going to be the Nuggets in 5. I think it's the most popular pick, but I like it. I do think the Heat will steal one game. But I wouldn't be shocked if it's a sweep either. So I'm pretty hard on the Nuggets. I know. So it's either going to be a Nuggets sweep or Nuggets in 5. That is my prediction.
All right. Anything from hockey or baseball we need to be on as we look? The Stanley Cup doesn't start for a little while. Baseball's, of course, every day. Any other bets we need to be making today?
I'll be on an under between the Padres and the Marlins, two of the worst offenses over the last month. And also, really hot trends towards the under. Both of these teams have been super hot to the under in this situation. The Marlins, one of the best home teams to the under in all of baseball. And the Padres, despite all the big names in their lineup, one of the best under teams when playing on the road. Two good pitchers today, Joe Musgrove, somebody who's thrown a no-hitter. He's yet to find his stride this year, but still he gets to face a Marlins lineup that's bottom five in most statistical categories. And then on the other end, you have Jesus Luzardo, throwing for the Marlins. Their young ace can certainly miss some bats, one of the best strikeout throwers on that team. So I will take the under eight between the Marlins and the Padres.
Well, I've got one quick question for our buddy Jad Chambers, who's sitting right across the table from me flipping switches. And, Jad, you got a question I know you do about hockey. Hockey is his game. He loves hockey. But what's the question you have for Chelsea for a hockey bet?
I was just wondering if there was anything special on hockey bets going on that you've been keeping your eye on. I've been looking at this particular finals for quite a while now, and everything's been going so unexpectedly. I've got to expect that the betting world is just probably hasn't seen anything like this for a while. It's been kind of an unusual series so far, or tournament so far.
I would say hockey's probably one of those that we see underdog runs a little more frequently just because teams get hot down the stretch. Remember that season with the St. Louis Blues, where they fired their head coach like half the way into the season and then went on to win the Stanley Cup? And we also have seen these huge upsets in the first round, looking at the Bruins this year. I think a couple years ago it was the Tampa Bay Lightning. But let me be clear. I'm not a hockey person. I don't have a ton of depth when it comes to knowledge. So this is people's money we're talking about. So I'm going to step to the side when it comes to hockey.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
It is wild. That's why everybody loves the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hockey is a great sport that I don't know any of the players anymore. That time has passed me. But, man, when they're on late and I'm down, you know, working, I just flip it on. And whatever it is entertaining. It has been wild, though. Jad, I go to BetQL. That's what I do if I ever want to look at hockey.
Exactly.
I'm like, what do they think?
Right.
Well, Chelsea, we appreciate it. Any other camp misses today before we let you go?
I think that's about it. Small slate in baseball. Thursday's not the best day, but NBA Finals, I am very excited to see how this game turns out.
We are too. And we'll be, I think, what, two, maybe three games in by the time we talk to you next week, see if there's any other ways to attack it. We appreciate it, Chelsea. Let's talk again next week.
Thanks for having me.
That was the host of the Daily Tip and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Chelsea Messenger. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Speaking of, even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place a same-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any NBA Finals game. If you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Just log into your account, download the BetMGM app, and sign up today to get started. Take the court with confidence when you parlay with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for T's and C's, 21 plus, Kansas only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. We'll be right back. More Sports Daily coming your way. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. A couple news items here for you that we'll rip through and then get to our Wichita Sports Hall of Fame induction right off the top there. Sydney McKinney, 3 for 3. She's an All-American, Paul. A first-team All-American from all three major softball publications. So Sydney McKinney continues and puts a cherry on top of her fantastic Shocker career. Congratulations to her. Again, she takes first-team in all three of the major publications. No surprise there. Certainly deserved as one of the most decorated and influential star athletes at Wichita State of the last decade, just continues to make Wichita State proud.
I got a sense something big is happening out there with softball, don't you? I mean, I just get that feeling. Oh, yeah. I see the crowds starting to really fill into that stadium, and man, I'll tell you what, something's going on, and something is good that's going on.
All right, so here's another news item for you that just came down. So out in Vegas, Kansas State's going to play a preseason tournament.
That is right.
And they're going to play USC, and it'll be on November 6th. So K-State, USC on November 6th. It will be the first ever college game for Bronny James. So Bronny James' first ever college game coming against K-State. How cool is that? That's awesome.
I think it's cool. I think it's a great chance to track down LeBron and get an autograph.
Well, look, it's cool. I hope, and I know it's not going to happen. And look, if there's anybody that's used to an inordinate amount of attention and, you know, all of the stuff, it's Bronny James who's had to deal with this forever, right? And has actually, you know, flourished by all accounts and become a better basketball player. So congratulations to him. But, you know, in a season that way too much attention is going to be paid to him unfairly, unless he lives up to the hype, which he absolutely could. It's going to be cool to see that first time K-State, because that's all anybody's going to talk about, right? It'll be one of the biggest stories of the college basketball season all year, but especially early in the year, his first college game, you know, LeBron will be there and all that stuff, and it'll be against K-State. So that'll be pretty cool for Wildcat fans to just, you know, you'd be a part of history to some degree.
Sure.
He's probably not going to match his dad's career. Again, that's totally unfair. But just the hype and the circumstance and the pomp around it will be cool.
Right. You know, one of the funny things is that you're a father, I'm a father, and we both have at least one son. And it's kind of interesting. Same thing will happen with Tommy Castor, our buddy, with his sons. But you look at that situation, and there isn't a father alive that doesn't want their kid to do better than they did. They want their kid to be much more successful than they were so that they can have that feeling of success and achievement. Not going to happen with LeBron's kid, is it? Not going to happen. I don't care what you say, what case you make, it'll never happen.
Yeah, let's not be unfair. Let's see him play out. Let's see it play
out. Well, come on, Jacob. Now, come on. You know good.
Well, I've never... Paul, you ever seen Bronny play basketball?
I haven't seen a clip of
him.
Let's
watch him play.
Okay.
Let's evaluate him after he plays a game.
Fair enough.
Because I haven't either. I haven't watched his high school tape or anything like that.
Nothing.
I don't have
time. I have no idea.
But I'll be watching that day and for his college career, and I root him all the best. I think the dynamic of father-son, it strikes a chord for us because we're dads. We love it. How could you not love it?
Right.
Okay, so... another news item here before we take our break into the second hour. Lauren Hibbs releases a statement yesterday, and, you know, very, you know, respectful and everything, and all the emotions that go into it are clearly there. We've seen the players transferring, all those things. But at the end of it, Paul, and I think it answers a question a lot of people had. I'm going to read you the end of his statement here. I'm a coach, mentor, and educator. I've dedicated my entire professional life to the development of student-athletes on the field, in the classroom, and in life. Our family left a great situation in Charlotte and came to Wichita to help turn this program around in whatever capacity was needed. Any assumptions about my intent are just that, assumptions. I have been 100% all in to continue as the head baseball coach at Wichita State beyond this season. Unfortunately, despite my desire to continue as head coach, Shocker Baseball will have a new leader. I wish Wichita State baseball success going forward.
Right.
It actually answers two questions. One, Lauren Hibbs absolutely wanted to be the head coach, which we've known that lately, but we didn't know, you know, halfway through the season, we'd never just really publicly heard that. So answers that question for sure, emphatically. And it also probably answers the question of if there's any chance this nationwide search could include Lauren Hibbs. Now, we had mentioned when it started that wasn't likely based on the language Wichita State used. It's certainly not likely now based on the language Lauren Hibbs used in his statement. So I guess that helps us answer, but we did hear from Lauren Hibbs. He tweeted that out. So the search is on now, and the fallout continues for that program of transfers. We'll continue to keep you apprised of any news as it comes to that. When we return on Sports Daily, we will have our Wichita Sports Hall of Fame induction. Paul will get us set up for that and take us through it. That's next. And we'll have much more sports talk coming in hour number two as well. Some giveaways to get to, all kinds of fun stuff here on a Thursday edition. It's all Brockton Savage. We'll be back right after this.
Ah! Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.